What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimberly, and you're tuned in to another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on today's episode, I want to take it back. I want to take it way, way, way back to the very beginning. I want to take it back to the basics, if you will. The basics of why chiropractic care is so important. If you're looking for more presence, more productivity, and more profit in you or your family members' lives, then you gotta tune into this episode. It will be a game changer for you, and it will put some pieces of the puzzle together for you that may have never been put together before, at least in this way. So kick back, relax, enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where we get back to the basics. This episode, I wanna start off by getting back to the foundation, the essence, the very primary principle of chiropractic care. And that principle is a very simple one, and it's that all functions in your body are guided through your nervous system. So your brain sends messages constantly out to every cell, tissue, organ in your entire body that tells your body how to heal, what to do, what hormones to release, what hormones to stop releasing, where to heal, and the list could go on and on and on and on. The nervous system tells your heart to beat, it tells your blood vessels to constrict, and it tells your muscles to contract. And so if you don't have a healthy functioning nervous system, then your life experience, your presence, productivity, and profit will never be what they could. And I love this conversation because I talk to people all the time who come to me with issues. And you know, for everybody, it's different. And it doesn't matter what the issue is. It doesn't matter what the symptom is, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's back pain, or whether it's eczema, or whether it's digestive issues, or whether it's anxiety or stress or learning disabilities or autism or ADHD, or the list could go on and on and on and on. Any symptom, any ailment, any sickness, you name it, I've worked with someone who likely has it. And with this, the conversation then becomes is like, how can chiropractic care help with all of those things? Like, how is it possible that chiropractic care works so well that people get results with anything that they're experiencing, with any discomfort that they're having, with any symptom that they're having? And what I tell people, and this is the other piece of it too, is that even if you don't have symptoms, but you're not under regular chiropractic care, you're likely not functioning at the level that you could be. Now, this becomes really important if you're the weekend warrior, or if you're a high level athlete, or you're trying to push yourself as far as you can in CrossFit, or you want to feel more coordinated when you pop up on the surfboard, all of these things that bring us quality of life. If you're not experiencing symptoms, that's okay. Chiropractic care is still for you. I got under chiropractic care not because I was having any symptoms, but because I wanted to compete at a higher level in beach volleyball. And as I started playing, one of the things I noticed is all the people around me are popping medications to have to compete for a weekend, whereas I didn't need any of that. And we were all doing the same thing. We were eating healthy. We were all working out the same. Yeah, I was the one under chiropractic care, and everybody thought I was crazy because of it. And so the question then becomes is, if chiropractic is so great for all of these things, then why don't more people know about it? Why don't more people use it? And then two, the other more important question is like, how does it work? Because what I see often is people trying to use supplements or medications to fix their symptoms. And a perfect example of this would be high blood pressure. I remember I had an oncologist come in and he wanted to do an initial consult with me, and he told me that his high blood pressure was cured. And I asked him how it was cured, and he said, well, I take my pill every day. And the question became in my head, and I actually asked him this. I was like, what if you stop taking the pill? Is your high blood pressure just going to magically stay low even when you stop taking the pill? And his answer was obviously no. It hadn't been cured. It was just a mask of the symptom. And the same thing could be said for any medication that we take, any supplement that we take. Medications are not physiologically compatible. Another way to say this would be that any medication that you take actually puts unnecessary stress on your body because it has to process it through the liver, it has to process glues, it has to process the drugs, it has to process the fillers, all these things, and it actually puts a stress on the body. It doesn't matter what the medication is. The same thing is true with supplements. One of the problems with supplements, I saw Zach Bush just posted something about this. If you haven't saw Zach Bush or you don't know who Zach Bush is, I would highly encourage you to go check him out. The dude is one of the smartest people that I've ever heard speak, ever got the opportunity to meet, and his content is just amazing, and he has some amazing products too. Shameless plug for him. I have no affiliation with him except to support the people that I love. So Zach Bush, you got to check him out. One of his posts, though, he just came out with this post and said that the problem with supplements is that we're getting things where, you know, we take the supplement and we get 100% of our vitamin D first thing in the morning. And in no place in nature are we delivered that amount of nutrient content. So we need to be eating our nutrients, not getting them in these high, high quantities in the supplements, because again, it stresses out our physiology to have to process things in that high of an amount. And so that was a little tangent. Let me get back on track. The question is, why does chiropractic care work so effectively to help people heal regardless of what they're suffering with and regardless of whether they're suffering at all? And it doesn't matter if it's a newborn baby. It doesn't matter if it's an 85-year-old man who's had a stroke and has brain damage. The issue is stress. And so what happens literally in the body every single time that we experience stress is we have what's called a fight or flight response or a stress response. If you want to put it in the scientific terms for my scientific community out there, it's called a sympathetic response. And in the sympathetic response, a number of things happen. You've heard me run through this physiology before, but I think it's important to run through it for you again. And so a number of things happen. The first thing is your adrenal cortex releases a bunch of stress hormones. And primarily we're talking about cortisol, we're talking about adrenaline, and we're talking about norepinephrine. And so as those are released into the bloodstream, we have the first thing that happens is we have an increase of heart rate and an increase of blood pressure. And after we have that increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, we have increased blood sugar levels. We have increased blood fat and cholesterol levels. We have increased clotting factors, so blood clotting factors to protect us in case we get tacked and bleed out. We have protein breakdown in the muscle tissue and the connective tissue. So connective tissue would be like your ligaments and your tendons. Muscle tissue, obviously you know what muscle tissue is. You have increased insulin resistance. It increases your fear, anxiety, and depression. It decreases your short-term memory and ability to concentrate and learn new material. It decreases your serotonin and increases your noradrenaline. It increases your sensitivity or your feelings of pain. It decreases your growth hormones and testosterone, and it increases your loss of bone. Now, this is a stress response. This stress response happens no matter where your stress comes from. So let's look at this again. Let's back up for a second. If I go to the gym and I start to exercise, my adrenal cortex is going to release hormones into my system that are going to increase my heart rate and increase my blood pressure. We're also going to break down muscle tissue. As you work out, you obviously are going to break down muscle tissue. You're going to change your insulin resistance as well. You need more blood sugar into the bloodstream. And so as we exercise, even though exercise is a good stress, it's still a stress on the body. It puts work on the body. And so when I see these people who come into me and they're like, you know, I've never had an issue. I've always been super active. I've always been super healthy. And then all of a sudden I tore my Achilles tendon and I tore my biceps tendon. And then I threw my back out. And then I had this neck thing. And then I had tendonitis in my elbow. And it just seems like every 6 months or so, I keep getting this new thing happening. The problem is the stress response. The same is true if we look at some of the chronic diseases that we see in the US today. Increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, it's cardiovascular disease. If we see increased blood sugar levels and increased insulin resistance, that's diabetes. If we see increased blood fat and cholesterol levels, we're looking at vascular disease. If we see increased clotting factors, all the time I see people with strokes, and one of the things that we know about strokes is they're caused by blood clots, generally speaking. And so, the list could go on. For kids, you know, we see decreased short-term memory and ability to concentrate and learn new material. So when we have these kids diagnosed with ADD and ADHD when they're 4 years old, we should be looking at the stress response first because the brain tells the kidneys to release those hormones. So one example of stress would be you going to the gym and working out. Another example of stress would be getting in a car accident, getting rear-ended, getting knocked out during a football game or football practice, or tripping and falling and breaking your leg or whatever it is, all these physical traumas, and then any of the things that we put into our system. So the air we breathe, if it has pollution in it, the food we eat, if we're eating McDonald's and fast food and bad food and poor quality food, then we're going to put stress on our body and it's going to go through this exact same stress response. The other thing that can also cause a stress response in our body is your own thoughts. So if you're constantly looking at the world as it's scary, it's fearful, everybody's out to get you, this thing's dangerous, it may not work out, oh my gosh, it's so bad, your brain is literally releasing the stress hormones on its own just by your thoughts. Not by anything that physically happened to you, but just physically by your thoughts. And so the stress response cascade, it doesn't matter where it comes from. Here's the problem with the stress response, though. It's good. It's designed to protect us. When you and I were cavemen and women, this stress was designed to protect us if a bear or a lion were to come out of the woods and try and attack us. We need to be able to fight, or we need to be able to run away. Now, the issue is that today in our society, we don't need to fight or run away because we don't have the bear in the woods attacking us. Instead, we have the stress of trying to pay our bills, or the stress of getting our kids from point A to point B, or the stress from the boss that we have, or the, oh my gosh, I'm going to be here until midnight tonight and I may not see my spouse and I know she's going to be upset at me, or oh my gosh, this fight happened last night and I hope we don't have another blow up tonight. Or any of the number of stresses that we have in our lives where there's no bear attacking us, there's nothing attacking us in the woods. It's these stresses, it's these emotional stresses, and our body doesn't get up. We don't get up and fight or run away. So our brain is releasing, our adrenal cortex is releasing these hormones to get us up and get us fighting or running away. And since we don't fight or run away, the brain is smart and it's like, hey, you know what? Let's shut down and just go into protective mode. Let's stay in stressed out mode because you're not doing what the hormones I'm releasing are designed for you to do. And since you're not doing that, why don't I go ahead and try and protect myself a little bit? And we're just going to lock down all the joints around the spine just to protect the nervous system, because the nervous system is housing that bone. And if you're going to get attacked, it's probably going to be a good thing for you to be able to be alive if you have a healthy nervous system at the end of it. And so as we get this locked down, if we get the brain saying, you know what, we're going to go into protective mode, we're going to tighten down all the muscles in the body, not just around the joints of the spine, but a lot of times I see people who are like, my shoulders are just chronically tight, and I went to the massage therapist and they said I have these big knots in them. Part of the reason you have these big knots in them is because your brain is telling those muscles to be contracted for so long, you start getting scar tissue buildup in there. And so as the joints of the spine stop moving well because the muscles are locked down, because you're under so much stress and you haven't gotten up and fought or ran away, your brain is smart and it's like, let's continue to just release those stress hormones in case the time comes where you get up and fight or run away. And so short term, this is great. It protects us. It protects us from threats. But long term, it literally wrecks our health. It wrecks our ability to be present, to be productive, and to be profitable. And so if we look at this idea of presence, if we have from the stress response, increased fear, increased anxiety, and increased depression, if we're constantly worried about stuff, there's no way that we can be present in the moment and enjoy the time doing what we're doing if we're constantly worried about the next thing that's going to happen or constantly worried about what we have to do tomorrow. Also, there's no way that you can be productive if you're constantly worried about things. There's no way that you can be productive if your short-term memory and ability to concentrate and learn new material is turned off by the stress response. And then lastly, if you're experiencing all of these things, you have decreased testosterone, which is going to decrease your sex drive. If you have increased fear, anxiety, depression, you're not profiting in life. You're definitely not going to make more money, but you're also not able to enjoy life experiences. And so here's where chiropractic care comes into the mix, is because we understand and we know through the science, there's a Nobel Prize winner. His name is Roger Sperry. In 1981, he won a Nobel Prize for finding that 90% of the stimulation and nutrition to the brain comes from movement of the joints of the spine. Let me say that one more time. 90% of the stimulation and nutrition to the brain comes from movement of the joints of the spine. This is why the stress response is called fight or flight, because you're meant to get up and move, and primarily move your spine, move your body, fight something or run away from something. Both require lots of movement. And so today we don't have lots of movement. And even if we're working out for 1 hour a day, we still have 16 hours of stress. It doesn't balance itself out. And so the body is constantly going to be breaking itself down. And as the body constantly breaks itself down, the only way to get out of that stress mode is to have specific chiropractic adjustments that address properly moving joints of the spine. I had somebody reach out to me on Instagram the other day and they were like, hey, Dr. Daniel, I saw these foam rollers. My back's really, really been bugging me. I was wondering if it would be a good idea to foam roll on this thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Your muscles are tight. But the reason that your muscles are tight is because your brain is telling those muscles to be tight. What you're missing is movement of the joints of the spine. And if you never move the joints of the spine, you're never going to get the benefit that you could from foam rolling. You're never going to get the benefit that you could from exercise or stretching or mobility or the supplements that you're taking or the healthy food that you're eating. The only way you're going to get more benefit from it is to have a healthy functioning nervous system. And so chiropractic care is crucially important because this is what it does. It doesn't fix you. Chiropractic care is not designed to fix you. It is not designed to heal you. What chiropractic care is designed to do is address you specifically, your body, your specific needs, and adjust you in a way, get the joints of the spine moving in a way that allows your nervous system to kick itself out of stress mode and back into healing mode so that you can heal yourself. And this, my friends, is the most powerful message that you could possibly hear in your life. You have the power and the ability to heal yourself. You are your best doctor. You are the best doctor. I cannot fix you. No medication can fix you. No oncologist, no orthopedist, no acupuncturist, no massage therapist, no supplement, no hack, no pill, no potion, no lotion, no doctor can heal you. You can only heal yourself. And why chiropractic care is so, so magical, in my humble opinion, is because we simply give a stimulus to the body in a way to allow it to heal itself through the nervous system, through that master conductor of the body. Now, there's a bunch of science that surround this and how the chiropractic adjustment specifically stimulates the brain. And if you're confused about what I mean when I say chiropractic adjustment, I simply mean how we get the joints of the spine moving. So think movement of the joints of the spine, chiropractic adjustment. That's what we are doing. And this has a profound effect on the brain, specifically the cortex, the neocortex, the part of the brain that is responsible for you actually being human. And so, as you get adjusted, your body slowly will start to come out of this stress mode that it's been stuck in for sometimes 20, sometimes 30, sometimes 50, sometimes 80 years. And this is why I work with people on all phases of the spectrum where we see results. And so let me just give you a couple examples. I had a 2-month-old baby come into our office just a few weeks ago. Now, one of the things that was interesting about this 2-month baby is you would see her and she was literally the most adorable kiddo I had ever seen. So adorable and seemingly so happy, except for mom said that she had been fussy, she had been crying, she had been colicky since she was born, parents were stressed, her little brother was stressed, the baby was certainly stressed, not sleeping for more than about 30 to 45 minutes at a time, and it was a fight to get her to eat, it was a fight to get her to sleep, it was a fight to get her to poop, and parents were done. They were completely done. And so they decided they were going to try chiropractic with their 2-month-old. And in 4 visits to my office, parents reported that she's the happiest, healthiest, poopy diaperest kid that they have had. And they said it was magical. It completely changed mom and dad's relationship. It completely changed the way the baby is functioning. All because as we brought the baby out of stress mode and into healing mode, her body did what it was designed to do. If the baby's stressed out, it's going to pull blood out of the digestive system, which is one of the reasons she was having trouble digesting mom's breast milk, is because she didn't have the blood flow to her digestive system that we could. This is a natural byproduct of the stress response. As we shut that off, we bring her body back into functioning well, and she heals herself. She starts to get better. She starts to sleep better. Now, the question might become, where does this stress come from in a baby? Well, if you've ever seen mom give birth, know that mom isn't the only one laboring. The baby is also doing work to come out of the birthing canal as well. And so that can be stressful. I watch it with my kiddo. I see it with tons of our moms that we take care of and their kids as well, because the birth process itself is stressful. Now, beyond that, there could be other things playing into it. Mom could have been very stressed during birth or during pregnancy, and during pregnancy, those stress hormones are passed right on to the little one's brain, and then they come out into the world already stressed out, even though they've had no stress of their own. There are a number of different places that the stress can come from in newborns. So that's just one example of many of how chiropractic care can affect a 2-month-old who, seemingly healthy, except for fussy all the time and not sleeping well, completely transforms her life. Not because chiropractic care is magical, but because of exactly how we know how to stimulate the brain, how to get the joints of her spine moving properly so that her body can heal itself. And adults, we see people on both ends of the spectrum. I see some of the highest level business owners that you probably ever met in your life. And one of the things these business owners deal with on a daily basis are 40 plus employees, millions and millions of dollars, marketing, advertising, taxes, payroll, I-9ing employees, independent contractors, doing new build outs for their office suites, all of these things that they deal with on a daily basis, writing books, writing blog posts, writing copy, supporting other businesses. And they experience so much stress that they just want to be able to get home at the end of a long day and sit down with their wife and kids and still be present and not think about all the work stuff. And I take care of plenty of these men and women who are high level business owners. And one of the things that they consistently report to me is that I have been able to get so much more done throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, I can sit down, turn off the switch, and be present with my wife and kids. Now, the question becomes, why does that happen? It's because when the body's in stress mode, it literally shuts off the higher levels of the brain that are responsible for memory, ability to concentrate, and learning new material, things about being productive. And so as we start to get the joints of the spine moving well, as we start to address the stress response that's stuck on in these high producers' lives, they naturally start to function at the highest levels possible. Literally one of my favorite stories, a mentor of mine, he sent me a text message late last year, and the text message said this. He's like, I would not have been able to make the money that I made. I would not have been able to produce and make the moves that I made inside of my business if it weren't for the care, Dr. Daniel, that you provide. And this is the power of chiropractic care. It literally can bring more presence, it can bring more productivity, and it can bring more profit into you and your family's lives. And then lastly, simple things like acid reflux. I had a guy come in one time and tell me, I've had acid reflux for 13 years. Nobody's been able to fix it. No drug will work on it. And good luck, but I don't think it's going to work. I'm just here for my back pain. 4 weeks into care, I sit back down with him. I ask him what's changed. He's like, my back pain's better, but I don't really notice anything else. And I said, how are you sleeping? He said, I'm sleeping better than I've ever slept in my life in the last 4 weeks. And then I ask him, how's the acid reflux? And he paused. It was like a train hit him. He stopped for a second and he said, huh, you know, I didn't even notice it, but I haven't had acid reflux since I started care with you. Something that he had had for years and years and years and years. Another guy, since 1995, he had numbness and tingling in his, no feeling in his left pinky toe. And so as we started to adjust him, pretty quickly, the feeling came back. It started with numbness and tingling, and then the pain went away, that tingling went away, and he actually got complete feeling back in this left pinky toe. The question is, how is this possible? It's possible because as we bring the brain back online, as we get joints of the spine moving properly, as we get that stress response turned off, the body naturally functions better. The stress response is responsible for every single cause or symptom in our body. And so if we just address the symptom and we never address the cause, which is the nervous system communicating to the rest of the body in a way that's telling it to release more stress hormones, then you can never medicate, you can never supplement your way out of any issue. You can't foam roll your way, you can't stretch your way. There's always going to be a level that you're missing if you don't address the joints of your spine moving properly and ultimately your nervous system. So this is why chiropractic care is so important, because it has the power to change the world, has the power to give every person more presence, more productivity, and more profit. That is all I have for you, my friends. I love and appreciate you. If you got value out of this episode, I would hope you would share it up with someone else who needs to hear this message, because this chiropractic care is literally how we change the world. This is how we get people thinking more clearly. This is how we get people making better decisions. This is how we turn around the health in the United States specifically, but in the world as well. As we know, 52% of our kids are diagnosed with chronic disease of some kind, and so we can completely reverse this. We can start to change the game if people just understood that properly moving joints of the spine is actually what leads to health. It's nothing outside of you that could ever fix you. You can only fix yourself, but you got to make the decision to do so. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, share this up with somebody who wants to hear. If you have questions for me personally, don't hesitate to reach out. You can also check out our website at nexusfamilychiropractic.com. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. Love you, appreciate you. Have an amazing, amazing week.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.